Pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL, getting ready for boys basketball postseason action. And joining me, head coach Scott Randall of the Alterelia Warriors. And first, coach, before we talk about the playoffs here, walk us through some of your thoughts on the regular season that wrapped up a couple games ago, obviously. Little bit of back and forth there right around the 500 mark.
Yeah, we were having expectations to be better than that, quite honestly, but we fell short of that. And we did finish top half of the conference. Our goal is to finish in the top three. Like I said, we fell a little short of that goal. The last couple weeks of the year, we've had to kind of refind ourselves and do some self-reflection. And then I think we got through that. And then we came back with some really positive team meetings and player coach meetings and that sort of thing. And then we had some really good practices and walkthroughs before our WEVA. And you could see a definitive difference in just everybody's demeanor and confidence and effort, and that's what helped us pull out the win on Monday night.
Talk a little bit about the fact that this will be a now road game number four consecutively. You had a bunch stacked up at the end of the regular season. I mean, playing on the road's tough, but it's got to be helpful now that that's kind of been what you've been doing the last collection of games, and then winning at our WEVA in the first round.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know that we think about that. I mean, we just go play. The bus rides aren't necessarily always joyous and fun because of the suspension systems. But no, going to play on the road hasn't really been a factor. I mean, I think we still have a winning record on the road this year. So it's like I told Grant Beckenschneider, our AD, I said, you just line them up, we'll go play them.
All right, again, chatting here with Alterelia boys basketball. And now you look at your last game out. Hard to get more exciting than an overtime win in the playoffs on the road. You get it done against our WEVA. Walk us through that game. Close throughout. You need a buzzer-beating three to get it to overtime, and then you get the job done in overtime.
Yeah, we needed a game like that to kind of test our poise. Actually, we had a lead as large as 10. During the contest. I mean, I felt like we were in control most of the game until the last, it was about, 40-something seconds left is when they grabbed the lead, I believe. Otherwise, we had the lead almost the entire way, and we led by as many as 10. I mean, they would chip it to 4 or 6, and we'd go back to 10, and it was going back and forth. But then they got on a little bit of a hot streak, tied it. Then they went ahead with a 2 and made it 57-55, and then there was that's when there was 40 seconds left. And the guys came back to the huddle, and their daubers were a little bit down, and I said, hey, guys, I said, this isn't over. I said, there's still 40 seconds to go. We've led the whole game. We can't cash this in now. I mean, we're not losing this game. So anyway, they went back out, and we fouled them deliberately to get them to the line because both teams were in the 5-foul bonus. And fortunately for us, they missed the first of the 2, and then they made the second, so it gave us our 3-point deficit, in which then we had our play already drawn up for Jack Bloom to take that 3-point shot, which he canned at the buzzer. There was a little bit of a hiccup in the play, but still were able to get the shot we had planned for, and was able to get that shot to go. And then once we got into overtime, we felt pretty good about where we're at. And then Aiden DeLay had fouled out with 4 minutes to go in the game. We lost him early, midway through the fourth quarter. So, and then they lost their two best players in the overtime. Mm. So if it went to a second overtime, we would have had a definitive advantage at that stage of the game. But it's kind of a game of attrition because of fouls. And we shot 45 free throws at the Arweva game and made 28. So we left 17 free throws, you know, on the floor. If we make those free throws, we wouldn't have went to overtime.
You look at one of the efforts to talk about. Jack Bloom ends up with 30. Cameron Stites ends up with 16. Couple of strong efforts there. Not very often you see somebody get 30 in a game, especially a playoff game on the road.
Yeah, Jack, the second time he's done 30 points, that's his personal best, and he had one earlier this year. I can't remember which game it was, but that he had one here just not too long ago. And Cam had been kind of in a slump, and I just talked to him before the game, and I said, you're my guy. I said, go be you. And that means he just does some things other guys can't do. Now, is it always what I want him to do? No. I take the bad with the good because that's just what you have to do. But I want for him to be effective, he's got to be him. And that means he's kind of going with his hair on fire and 100 mile an hour, and sometimes, like I said, it's good, and sometimes it's not so good. But the other night, he had more good than not so good. So he had a good effort, and then his actions not only create offense for himself, but he also creates offense for other people.
Chatting here with head coach Scott Randall of Alta Aurelia Warriors basketball. And now, Coach, you dial into the game tonight. You get one of the very best in Class 1A and number 8 North Union. Give us some thoughts on this one. A team that's done a lot of winning this year, coming in 19-3.
Yeah, they're very balanced. That's the thing that stands out to me. They don't have a guy or two guys. They have five guys. And if you look at their season averages, they're all anywhere from mid-9s to near 11 points. I mean, they don't have a guy that averages 16, 17, 18 points a game. So that will make it harder on us from the standpoint that, you know, you can't put all your focus on one person. You have to play honest defense. You have to play sound defense and stay in your, in our case, if we go zone, you have to make sure you're playing your zone correctly. Don't overplay. Don't try to cheat and get caught, because otherwise they can pass the ball around. Now, number 11, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. He's their point guard. He's the guy that makes it run. He has an assist, a turnover ratio of 2.14 or something like that. That's fantastic for high school basketball. He takes really good care of the basketball. He's the quarterback. The offense runs through him, and he distributes the ball really well. So we have to stop his penetration tonight in the lane and try to keep them outside of the – what we're going to try to do, Jonathan, we're going to try to pack it inside the three-point line so we can take away those driving lanes and make them kick it out and shoot from the outside.
You talked a little bit about there, but what are you hoping to see out of your team at the start of this game? I mean, you guys are obviously familiar with road playoff games, just having one, easy for me to say. What are you hoping to see out of your team in the first quarter to know they're kind of locked in on the road to start things off?
If they do the things, if they execute the things we've been working on for the last couple of days, we told them we need to speed the game up, meaning we want to run play clock down. We don't want to shoot the ball early in the play clock, unless you have a layup. I said, if you got a layup or you got a guaranteed shot, yeah, take it. We don't want to pass those up. But if it's once we break their press, because they're going to press us the whole game, we have to be deliberate in our press break. And then once we get into the half court set, we need to be deliberate there as well to chew up as much of that shot clock as possible, while still giving ourselves a good look at the basket with time to spare in case we miss, we can get the put back. But instead of shooting with 28, 29 seconds on the shot clock, we need to be shooting with about 10, 11. And then that will help speed up the game. Plus, it makes them play defense for 20, 25 seconds. And that's going to wear them down a little bit. So it's going to be our ability to stay disciplined and stick with that plan of attack and to stick with that game plan because we have to keep this score. We believe we have to keep this score under 60 to have a real opportunity to win tonight. If it gets into into the 60s, 70 range, that is not going to bode well for us, because we want to get our bigs involved tonight, Aiden DeLay and Adam Steffen. So we have an advantage inside. We want to take advantage of that, and then hopefully that'll open up the outside later on.
All right, sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time, and good luck tonight.
All right, thanks, JC.
And that was head coach Scott Randall of Alta Aurelia Warrior Boys basketball. Pregame coverage will continue right after this on Mix 101.7.